necessitates a loser in the popular vote.
Right. Let me make sure I understand. You are calling back to retract your concession?
Excuse me, but you don't have to get snippy about it.
My little brother has assured me I won the state of Florida.
Well, your little brother is not the ultimate authority on this.
Mr. Vice President, you do what you...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A vote that looks like one of the closest, if not...
Governor, Al Gore's on
that.
Okay, well, right now we're down by less than 2,000 votes. Meanwhile, there's 175,000 ballots out there that the count machines have declared non-votes, okay? So that's 175,000 uncounted ballots.
How does a thing like that even happen?
Because punch card ballots are f***ed. Okay, they're primitive. You got cardboard chads that get punched but don't go all the way through the hole, so they're hanging off the edge of the ballot.
Hanging chads?
Chad.
What?
There's no S.
The plural of Chad is Chad?
That's great democracy.
Jesus.
Yeah. So when you take these ballots and you put them through the tabulating system, what happens is the hanging chad get pushed back into the holes, and the machines read it as if the holes were never actually punched. So then these are discarded as undervotes. But wait, sometimes hanging chad don't even hang. They're just dimpled.
Dimpled.
Yes. Okay, which means that the voter didn't align the ballot properly in the machine or just didn't push hard enough to get the chad to go through to the other
side. Well, how hard is it to punch a paper ballot?
It's pretty goddamn hard when you're 80-something years old, you're arthritic, and you're blind as a f***ing bat. Unfortunately for us, blind f***ing bats tend to vote Democratic. Not to mention the fact that the Votomatics, sometimes these things don't get cleaned up for years and years and years, so they can get completely jammed up with chads.
Chad.
And the next...
Sorry.
Next thing you know, it's impossible for the voter to actually penetrate it at all. So you just end up with dimpled chad. This tends to happen in poorer neighborhoods where they don't have up-to-date, brand-new voting equipment. And I don't have to tell you who those people, generally speaking, vote for, okay? All I'm saying, Ron, is we have to have actual live human beings doing this recount.
Well, that's what about Chris and Daley? They don't want a hand recount.
Okay, you know what? I get it, okay? I do. When this is over, you can go back to Warren Christopher's law firm,
hey,
okay? Listen, right now, okay? You got to get these guys to agree to get a hand recount. Listen, everybody feels the same way about what happened to you with the campaign, okay? But Gore went with Quayle because he knew Tony was a fighter, and Tony proved it when he pushed you out, right? Now it's time to prove to Al Gore who the real Ron f***ing Klain really is. It's time to show Al Gore that Ron Klain is a f***ing brawler, and he's not going to back down from this particular f***ing fight.
Anyone ever tell you say f*** a lot?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
You know what you're like, Buzz?
What am I like?
You like the guy that wants to give everybody a present, but he doesn't want anybody else to know about... He doesn't want the rest of the room to know that the person he's giving the gift to...
That's right.
...is getting a gift.
That's me. You're Wait, describing...
We have a pre-show meeting every day.
You got a present?
Well, here's the... Let me just explain it. We have a pre-show meeting every single day.
What?
Where I say, what's going on?
Doesn't sound like it.
All right, just dial it back. For some reason, I only got pissed off when I came into the studio.
Oh.
But Buzz did not piss me off. He actually made me laugh. He came in, and I say, so what happened on the weekend? And, you know, Rob says he did this little thing, and I mentioned I did a little thing, and Beth Ann mentioned she had a fine weekend. And then, Buzz, right before we're going to go on the air, says, I went to a party with lots of MILFs.
A pool party.
Right before we are going to sign on the air.
My gift to you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be grilling you on that one a little
bit
later.
I've passed you a note.
It is Tuesday, May 27, 2008. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number. You can get on the line right now to get on the air. 877-365-3636. Instant message us at AOL, Mike O, WJFK. And you can send an email to... now I have a question for Beth Ann right away.
I went to a party with lots of DILFs.
Dads, I'd like to.
Right.
You really get your emails?
You're just jealous.
I read over the weekend you can't get your emails through at O'Mara at WJFK.com.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can.
I heard they're not coming through.
That's a lie.
Is it a lie?
It's a damned lie.
There's another lie.
You can really send your emails to omara@wjfkfm.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it'll be fine.
You know what I bet?
Awesome.
I bet a lot of people forget to put the FM on.
Yeah, that's important.
And don't use an apostrophe.
No, don't do that with my name. So it's omara@wjfkfm.com. Mm-hmm. Online, you can go to our website, wjfk.com. Download our podcasts because they're the most popular thing on the internet. And coming soon, we are going to have an announcement this week. Am I right?
We'll have an announcement about the announcement this week.
I thought we were going to do it this week.
We should talk about these things in that pre-show meeting you talk about.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
Think she's right about what?
Because we did talk about this behind the scenes, and there's a plan. There's a plan for announcing it this week and then actually doing it
Monday.
Was I part of that?
Yeah,
yes,
you
were.
There.
I somehow thought it was this week.
No. Yeah.
We decided we'd wait 1 week.
We announced the announcement this week.
Yes.
We're going to make an announcement this week about the announcement.
Correct.
No, that's not correct. We will make an announcement about the debut, right?
Right, which will happen on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's see. There we go. Less than a week away.
Right.
Less.
So you've already made the announcement now. So now we can't make a big deal about it.
We can. They don't know what we're talking about.
That clears things up.
Jesus. Welcome back from the holiday weekend, everybody.
It's Tuesday.
I'm pretty glad I'm here.
Let's go to Baltimore. Hi, Johnny in Baltimore. What can we do for you? Johnny was going to talk about Rolling Thunder, but then he hangs up. You son of a bitch.
Well, that was sort of impatient. Oh.
See, John from Fairfax. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to thank you for simultaneously making and ruining my weekend with the Hogfest.
Now, I don't know how I could possibly have ruined your weekend. I thought you'd enjoy yourself here in Fairfax. Well, tell me you didn't live around there.
I loved it, but you referred to me as a dead ringer for Oski from Summer of 42.
I remember.
It's true.
Did you do some research after I referred you as Oski?
I hit Google, I hit IMDb, I finally had to resort to renting Summer of 42.
Good for you, you should see it anyway.
Screening it for my friends and asking them if they found Oski handsome or not.
And did they?
The consensus was I should not take offense.
No, you should not.
Oski's also done a lot of TV commercials, right, over the years?
A lot of voiceover. He's the voice of Best Buy in-store.
Yeah, so see, really? Oski's not that bad a guy. And did you enjoy the condom scene when the kid's going in to get condoms?
It was all brilliant. Seriously.
That is a great movie.
I just eat American Pie, I think.
That is truly a great. And hey, is Jennifer O'Neill hot enough in that movie?
I was so going to thank you for introducing me to that
Milfie.
Oh, my God.
This guy is confused. He doesn't
thank
know if
you,
he's
John,
happy
for the
or
call.
Mad.
He sounded like he was happy.
He's happy.
He was delighted. Hey, I called him Oski from Summer of 42, and he rents the movie.
It's not a bad thing.
Oh, that boy, I tell you, that was like, I remember so much about that movie, but I especially remember the the scene with Jennifer O'Neill because, the kid is, the movie is predates me a little bit, but I saw it on TV. And Jennifer O'Neill with that kid, I mean, oh, my God. That's every boy's fantasy.
Yep.
If you ever have any questions about, especially women in our listening audience, if you're ever wondering about when there's a Mary Kay Letourneau story that goes out and you hear guys on a radio show like this that go, hey, boy, I wish I was that kid.
How does that happen?
That is because when one is 13 and 14 years old and you're a boy
and America is at war.
And you're thinking it had nothing to do with that. But thanks for tying it into Memorial Day.
And the Nazis.
All you are Nazi. Thinking about is that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
and it
you
never
think
stops.
About. Mm-hmm. It never really stops.
Right.
No, it never does.
But
that's when it starts with
it
a vengeance.
It gets controlled. In fact, it probably gets controlled after you start getting some on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But when you're thinking about it, I mean, no, really. I mean, that's that movie, and I identify with that movie so totally. That would have been the greatest thing that could ever humanly happen.
Well played.
Now, it's a tragedy, of course, because her husband gets killed in World War II, right? Mm-hmm. And she gets the news, and then the little kid, the 15, 16-year-old boy, comes over, and she just starts
the one that
him.
Isn't Oski.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the normal kid. Right. The kid that was not
Oski's
the mutant.
Normal.
White halter
Oski
top
was,
thing.
Oski was a mutant. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Happy Tuesday to you. Thank you for entertaining me, you and Don, for the past 8 years.
Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it. And I know I speak for Don when I say that, too.
Mike, I got two questions for you.
Go right ahead.
First one, if you were to take the show on the road.
Yes.
And you had to pick a location.
Uh-huh.
Where would you rather go?
Oh, Delaware.
Well,
no, I'm
that.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
If
give
you,
me.
If you want my backyard, we can do a remote.
No, all right. Go ahead. What are you going to? You're going to give me a choice: Sacramento
or Philadelphia.
That's tough.
Ooh. That is a tough one, isn't it?
It's not tough for me.
No.
I'm going to say it: Sacramento. No, Sacramento.
See,
in
I'll
a
tell
heartbeat.
You why it's tough. Because Philly's closer.
Philly's closer.
It's hard to get to Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
Sacramento
and when you get
would
there,
be
it's such a letdown.
Sacramento would be a better audience, and Sacramento has embraced the new show as well, which is gratifying, and I'm going to say there, consider it said. I've said something nice about Sacramento. That's going to be about it.
Good luck finding something to eat.
What, in Sacramento?
Yeah, because you're starving them out.
Sacramento program.
But they still
left.
Have the wine.
That's right.
They still have the wine, like the wine that Daryl Nichols and I drank.
And this is excellent.
Boy, are we drunk. Why are we in the back of a convertible with two women we don't know going out to Folsom? It's another one of those blind nights. Speaking of blind nights, we'll get to that in just a second because we all had one on Friday night. Let's go to Adam in Manassas. Adam, what can I do for you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you, Adam?
Well, I got a comment and a question. I've been out of town for about 2.5 years and had no idea what
was
going
where
on.
Where were you? Where were you, Adam?
I moved to Massachusetts, and that kind of leads me to my question. I was wondering if you guys broadcast at all in Massachusetts.
I think the closest now to Massachusetts would be Portland, Maine, right? Is that the closest affiliate that we've got there?
And I think the signal makes it into Boston.
Yeah, right.
Set up with my antenna.
That man is lying.
Turn your antenna.
Well, now that you're in Manassas, what do you care, right? I mean, are you going to be going back to Massachusetts?
I am, unfortunately. I'm only here for the week, and I drove
whereabouts,
in on Friday.
Whereabouts in Massachusetts, since it's all about you? Whereabouts?
Ashburnham, which nobody knows.
Where?
Ashburnham.
Ashburnham?
If you've ever had one, they're delicious.
They're made with extra chili peppers. Well, where is that? What is that near in Massachusetts?
You're making that up.
Weminster. It's about an hour and a half from Boston, west and north.
West and north, so you're probably like up on the border.
Very close to New Hampshire,
Very close to New Hampshire. Okay, well, have fun going back to Ashburnham.
Thank you, and I'm glad to hear that at least you're still on the show. And prior to leaving, I had 8 years where both you and Don and everybody else there gave me a lot of entertainment. So
well, good.
It.
Well, then when you're back in Manassas again, give us a listen. And, you know, there's always the Internet.
That's right.
It's modern technology. Enjoy the Internet. It's fabulous stuff. I really enjoy it. Let's go to Rich in Sterling. Rich, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. What can we do for you, Rich?
Hey, really enjoyed the show Friday.
Yes, we had a blast.
Super clean, buddy.
And is it too early to say we're going to do it again next year?
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing it. There's going to be Hogfest 2009.
Yeah.
Just because I know.
See? Aren't you glad I put a year on it?
Hold on. How many months is that from today? How many months will that? That'll be 12 months.
12 months.
Oh, we're able to do it.
Yeah. 11 months,
I won't
28
be fired
days.
Yet. I won't be fired yet. That's good.
No, you'll still be here.
Rich, what can we do for you besides the compliment on the show?
The funniest part of your show was Rob on the motorcycle.
I agree. That was great.
It was funny.
With the helmet.
Was there any desire on your part at all to really take up the sport? I'd love to have you do it because,
I got off that motorcycle, the only desire I had was to get into retail.
Get into retail?
That's too horrifying for me. I've never had any inkling or want to even be around a motorcycle.
But your buddy Brad, your best friend in the whole world, right?
Right.
Brad is your best friend.
He is. He loves it.
You can ride together.
Boy, does he love your motorcycle, by the way.
Oh, I got the compliment. Thank you. But the whole idea, it's a big guy's activity.
Sure.
It's a fat man's game.
He can hop on and come over and visit me anytime.
I mean, you could have the skinny guys that are on the motorcycles. Uh-huh. I just don't think they look that good. I think you put a fat guy on a fat boy, and you've got the match made in heaven. It looks perfect that way.
You know what looks really good? Fat guy in a Tahoe. And I get there in just as much comfort as you.
Or a fat man in a large Cadillac.
Yes, of course. Maybe with
steer
horns.
Not a late model Cadillac, an old Cadillac.
A convertible with steer horns up front.
Or that car that John Candy drove, an Uncle Buck.
I think is like maybe an Oldsmobile.
It looks good in that too.
Or a Buick.
Even without getting it started, I got the itch again. My dad, of course, was horrified and did not listen on Friday because he was afraid I and others would be killed.
You, my friend, are fully trained. I mean, I just need to
practice. And it showed.
You need to tweak.
No, all I did was kill it and kill it and kill it over and over again. And I got home that night and I realized they were trying to teach me the friction point on the clutch on a ramp, on an uphill incline.
Yeah,
that's maybe not the best place to try that.
Not if you haven't done it in a a while. Right, I mean, in fact, it's one of the harder things
level
to do.
Level ground would have been good.
Rob had never done it.
Well, Rob wasn't on the incline, though.
Oh,
Rob
wasn't?
Rob was on level ground.
There
was no incline at
oh,
all.
Oh, yeah, that's leveled out there. That's like right. a pool table.
Speaking of motorcycle riding concepts, I think we've got one of the guys. I don't think it's my friend John, but it's one of the officers from Motorcycle MRC. Let's go. Oh. Hello, officer. You're on the air.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
You got me.
That was a good one. That's because it's the first show of the week. Yes. Hello, Tom.
I like last Friday.
Yeah, I know you did, Tom. Tom, you know what? You know, as far as you're concerned, really, you were very well behaved.
You
didn't get in the way as much as sometimes you get in the way when we're doing those shows. I thought you were on your very good behavior. You can come to the next show.
And you had a dog to play with, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, I had two dogs to play with.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, Tom, thank you once again for coming out to the show.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah, Tommy, hi.
Hey, baby cake.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Wow.
Hey, what do you think about Beth Ann? Looking pretty good, huh, with her new boobs, right?
Yeah.
Right, Tom?
Yep.
Yeah. What do those boobs make you feel like when you see them, Tom?
I like to F them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Did you ask Ms. McBride if that would be okay?
Is that all right?
No.
Is that all right?
Well, she says,
man, how about that? That was that's something that's been offered by Mr.
Put it
Gavin.
A different way.
No.
The lady says no, Tom.
She said no. Keep trying, Tom. Any other ideas?
I like to have sex.
Sure. Who doesn't?
She's already said
Any
no.
thoughts on that, Beth?
She's already said no to
I've
that,
already
Tom.
Already said no, Buzz.
Okay. Well, that was just something specific you said
that's
no
true.
To.
Tom, we have to get out of here.
General.
All right?
Hey, I got a new website.
Okay, Tom, later. We got to go.
C-A-F-F-F-F-F.
Bye, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. We'll let him plug all his things later on.
Sure.
Do you think that was a website about him or just one that he enjoys?
Probably scatlover.com.
Got a new one that I like to go to, guys.
Owen from Vermont. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Owen.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you today?
Well, just now that you got your new show and stuff, I finally figured out how you should be addressed.
Should I get a new title? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, you said you're Lord or...
Yes,
or...
lay it on me, Owen, please.
Okay.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, you got Buzz's Babes, and you got Rob as Norman the Coordinator.
Owen, you weren't sleeping in the WJFK parking lot over the weekend, were you?
No.
Okay.
Am I Norman the Coordinator? What does that mean?
You know, it all fits in, you know.
Except it doesn't.
In your world, perhaps.
Owen, are you one of those kind of Vermonters that you, like, have a white beard that's 11 feet long and you wear overalls and stuff?
No, it's just that you got your Beth Ann as your Stella returning, and you got Rob as your Norman. You could be Lord Mudd.
Lord Mudd. Well, that clears it up.
All right,
we have a new
off my
scream.
Chest anyway. Take it easy, huh? Good luck. Love it. Bye.
Get well, sir.
Who are those characters from?
We improved the scream, the man's scream and the lady's scream. Mm-hmm. I asked Rob to update the screams for me. I wanted new ones, and that got rid of Owen from Vermont, which I think is wonderful.
Do you think they could guess who the man screaming is?
Okay, let's listen to this, really. Who you can play at home as well, ladies
Please.
And gentlemen, if we don't get it around here. Well, you know, don't you?
No, I don't.
You
no.
might get
no,
it. I'm playing
along.
I might have just given him a hint.
Name that
right,
scream.
One, two, three, go.
Ah!
It's
no
a
idea.
Famous man.
A famous man.
A very
That's too
famous
much
man.
Information.
I have a guess, just based on the sound quality of the voice. I would say Steve Carell.
No.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Beth Ann?
Steve Martin.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good scream.
It's from a movie.
That is not true.
That is incorrect.
It's Oski. Not really.
It's Oski from 7. It's actually Jennifer O'Neill from 7 Summer of 42. All right, listen, before we get
Who is it?
I'm going to wait and have it. You guys guess. If you guess correctly, you know, you're like the listeners at home.
You're killing us.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm very disappointed in you.
Well, as rightly you should be.
I truly am.
As always.
I will talk about my training day later with my trainer, Mr. Pete.
So it wasn't like the movie with Denzel Washington Training Day?
No, it was where he fed me like some narcotic
exactly.
and I had hallucinations and all that. I do want to talk about Friday night.
Yeah.
Now, it was a long, long week. It was a very long week. We did an awful lot, it seemed to me.
Yeah.
It was a busy week.
Meetings.
A lot, like lot of times where we'd have to come in early and have meetings, and then we'd have to do different things for the show, and everybody was, we were tapped
Toast.
Out. And then, of course, course, on Friday for the Big Hawk Fest 2008, Beth Ann actually came in at 5 o'clock in the morning to help
set up
Jim.
Great job, too.
From Just In Time Catering, set up all the food. And he did a great job with
that.
Thank you. And
really did.
And the type of person, I think I was talking to CK. He won't remember, and I won't remember. But we were talking.
I'll remember.
What's that?
I'll remember.
Oh, wait. We've got some guesses for the sound.
Hold on a second.
Michael from Boise. Who do you think it is?
I think it's John Belushi.
It's incorrect. I am terribly sorry. Thank you for your effort, though. Let's go to Mike in Sacramento. Who do you think the scream is?
Dave Letterman.
Dave Letterman! Yes, sir.
No wonder you were
disappointed. That's why he was disappointed in you. Yeah, now
can we give him a T-shirt?
We can.
Sure.
Mike, you have won a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt for your correct answer. It is David. Letterman, I'll put you on hold, okay, Mike?
Wow. Awesome, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in. It was a very tough week for all of us.
Yes.
Very, very difficult.
Hard
Beth
working
Ann
week.
Busted her ass. And I said this to CK. Here's the difference between Beth Ann's work ethic and somebody else's work ethic. And remember this, because you will not hear this a lot when we're doing the live portion of this broadcast.
Right.
I'm going to say something nice about Beth Ann. Do we have nice music, Rob?
No, because we've never needed it.
I'll find you. Try to find something, because I want to make a big deal of it, because I should. Right. Because I for some reason
I'm a little uncomfortable.
And if Beth Ann's relatives are listening, they should set up the Wallensack and record this.
I said this. I really said this to somebody the other night when I'd been drinking.
When we were out.
Yeah. Beth Ann, at the very end of that broadcast, she was up at 5 o'clock. We have interns.
Uh-huh.
We have promotional people.
Right.
We have college students. We have hangers-on. We have workers that are here in much less of a capacity than Beth Ann McBride.
Yes.
But Beth Ann, as we're all heading out to tip a few ice-cold Frosties and have a great time celebrating Hogfest 2008, this is what Beth Ann said to me. Mm-hmm. I gotta stay. I've got to clean up.
Yeah, that's her.
And when she says she needs to clean up, that means she's cleaning up everything, doesn't tell anybody else to do any of the cleaning up, and you do it all yourself.
No, I got help.
Well, but you probably got help because people decided they'd volunteer.
No, Matt was here and Megan, and, I got help cleaning up.
But you would have had every right, and I'm trying to give you an effing compliment.
Sorry.
You were well within your rights to say, hey, guys, take care of this. I'm out of here. But you didn't do that, and we're all very appreciative because, Rob, us, myself, we're in the car. That beer can't get in my hands soon enough on Friday. I'm looking at 3 days, which means, and this is the way an alcoholic processes these things. You can kill that music now. Here's the deal. When I'm looking at a 3-day weekend and I'm looking at Friday and I'm really trying to dial it down as far as my recovery periods.
Right.
I'm looking at that and I'm going, Friday night. That's 3 days. That's a 3-day recovery. Mm-hmm. I can really burn it down tonight.
Yeah, go nuts.
I can burn it down, and that's just what I intended to do. Of course, I didn't, succeed nearly as much as our program director did.
He did all right.
And Mr. Dukes from the Midday Show.
He wasn't so bad.
He wasn't that bad, but we were all, when we were playing that little throw the sack in the hole game, whatever that's called.
It got very competitive.
It got very competitive. That was a blast.
It's
that
a video game. It's not anything dirty, folks.
Outside of like a bunch of Russian strippers parachuting in, and going, "She loves the Hogfest 2008." That was just a slice of heaven to me.
The perfect ending.
Playing a game
day
with a couple of coworkers, guys that you like. You're drinking. All my cop buddies are there. The Renegade Pigs are there. They're prospecting two of their buddies, which is mean. It's like pledging a fraternity.
Right.
They're doing all sorts of horrible things to them. We got the guys from MRC, the motorcycle cops. We're surrounded by law enforcement, which means, somebody could break in and, with a ski mask on and knock over the place, and they'd be killed by these guys.
Instantly.
And we'd be there.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Instantly, they'd kill them. And that just makes me feel very secure and very happy.
Sure.
So Beth Ann comes walking in. And, of course, Beth Ann, because she doesn't go out a lot, it gets literally a queen's reception.
Everybody shows up.
Yes.
Yeah.
She
a
walks
royal
in and it's
welcome.
Like,
oh.
She walks in and
Beth Ann is here.
You guys were clapping for everybody walking through the place.
No.
No.
I got booed. I got booed. Boo.
But Buzz was there with his lovely wife, and Rob was there, and I guess in order of departure, it might have been you rolled out of there first,
right?
You were, I was surprised at that. I didn't know whether you had other plans or something like that.
No, it had been a long week, and 9:30 or so, I rolled it up.
Okay. Wimp. And then Rob hung in there, and I thought you'd be the first one to go because you weren't there with your familia.
And I wanted to get home to my kids. And also, I had no designated driver because, as you know, I live just south of Pittsburgh now. And there's no way I could, like, take a cab or anything. So after I'd had my two beers, I was pretty much done.
And then one of the last people to leave the festivities was Beth Ann McBride. Mm-hmm. She was there, I mean, not for the duration. Katie was there for the real duration.
Wow.
Katie is the party animal of this group. I wish she wasn't on the button back there because I'd love to talk to her about it.
Do you want me to go switch?
Yeah, switch with her for a second. And then come right back after that, after I talk to Katie, because I want to talk about how my girlfriend gets you.
I want to hear about that.
That comment was made to me. Carla really understands me. Katie, you were one of the last people to leave this party, correct?
Yep.
You can testify to the fact that I exited before. I was not the very last one to leave.
You were stealthy. Like, you were there, and then you were gone.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
That's how you play it. That's right.
So I was feeling very, very
You mean, like, sexy hot. To do that?
It's hot.
That's hot.
I was, I'd had enough day, and it caught up with me. And once we moved from one bar to the other bar, and we'll not mention the bars because I'm very bitter because mine failed. And
you left that establishment and went to another establishment?
We left the establishment we were at, and then we went to another establishment.
No kidding.
Up the street.
Yeah.
Really?
And I stayed a very brief period of time at that establishment.
I'm surprised.
Why are you surprised?
It seemed like that other establishment was just fine, and I thought you'd be there for the duration.
Well, no, that's the way it always works. You know, you go to one place for a while, and then you just, you're consuming so much alcohol. Hold on. I think we have one of our revelers from other night.
A reveler?
Caller. You're calling from, we go to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes, hello, Chad Dukes. How are you, sir?
O'Mara.
How are you?
It was a great time, man. I actually was intimidated to go imbibing with you because it was the first time that I had been with you in a drinking social environment. I was very relieved when our program director fell over at the bar at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
CK wins the award.
He had a fall, didn't he?
Well,
oh, yeah.
CK not only fell down at the bar, but in order of fun, all right, falls down at the bar, leaves his credit card behind at the other bar, and then took Carl and I were timing it. I think he took 16 hours to find out where his key was to let him into the radio station. He was smart enough, had the presence of mind where he was going to spend a good portion of the evening, I guess, sleeping on the couch in his office.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. You know something, Chad? It's a good thing that he's got that couch in his office, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, Mike, I wanted to apologize to you because about two drinks in, I got a huge case of the faggies, and I seem to remember saying something. Let me tell you, man, you mean a lot to me, and I just wanted to say that if I came across a little over the top, I'm going to apologize.
That kind of stuff, listen, and you know, you've been drinking for a good chunk of your adult life, but not nearly as long as I have, and I think I probably have had many more of the kind of Saturday mornings after Friday nights where you wake up and, you know, you look at your significant other and you go, oh no, who do I have to, really, who do I have to write the letter to?
Yeah, who do I owe
who
the
do
apology
I have to apologize to? No, that's the kind of thing that you did, which is fine. You know, I don't even process that. The stuff you remember, and it wasn't even embarrassing. Even CK with the falling down, that's not the kind of bad that I am. I won't fall down.
No.
In fact, I probably won't.
No, you just get stronger.
That's your motto.
I get stronger. I don't fall down. In fact, I probably don't really slur my words. But I will, like, in the wee hours of the morning, I will turn to someone who I've been sitting next to quietly all night long, and I'll say something mellow along the lines of, I bet if I left my girlfriend here for 2 seconds, you'd probably sleep with her and stab me in the eye.
You did say something like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What did I say?
Well, it wasn't. You went to the dark place. And
when
said,
did I go to the dark places? I didn't think I did on Friday night.
You did.
Oh, here I was. I thought it was happy and joyful.
We were leaving the first place.
Yes.
And you turned to me and you said, if I don't get an effing cigarette right now, somebody's going to die.
Okay. That is kind of the dark place I went to.
Medium to dark.
Yeah. I thought we were in the happy place, Chad. I thought we were in the happy place most of the night playing a little game and all that. We're having a really good time.
It was a good time. I wanted to thank Buzz for the appetizers. That was amazing.
My pleasure.
And, Mike, I just wanted to say nothing like paying, nothing like having about 5 to 6 radio personalities in a bar and paying full price, right, Buzz?
That's right. That's right.
You know, we really blew that. Yeah. I, you know, and I said to CK, and that's why, and I hope you did the same. You did. Yeah. Did you mention any names today? As far as like the joint we were in, I'm not going to say it.
No, because when I saw a $350 tab come to you, and then I got a $150 tab, I decided there was no need to risk Plugola on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh, no. Exactly, because and there is no need, and they will not be mentioned.
Good.
You know, they'll be mentioned occasionally when they can maybe step up to the plate a little bit.
And help out.
That's exactly how we'd
just
like to do it.
Just looking for some help.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. The best part of the evening, you didn't get a chance to see this, Chad, was when we dropped off CK at the radio station and watched him. Just the back of his head, the back of his thinning little head, and he was playing with the keys.
Trying to find the right one.
And you know, it starts where you're looking over there with concern, and then Carl and I both start to laugh,
right.
And then the laugh becomes a guffaw as he finally found his way in there. I didn't get a chance to speak to him over the weekend. Did you get a chance to chime in with him at all? Is he doing all right?
With him on Monday, the thing that was awkward is he invited the bartender at that first bar to the second bar. I suppose to try and bed her,
yes.
And then he was so drunk that he never spoke with her again, and she was just kind of there. It was very
actually
awkward.
Sharky.
Jerky.
Made his way to...
Jerky.
Jerky.
Not Sharky.
Oh, Jerky.
There was a Sharky.
No,
big
right.
Big difference.
No, you're right.
Sharky married, Jerky not. Okay?
No.
Yes. Heap him big trouble.
Yes.
Pale
face. Yes, sirree, squanto.
He honed in on CK's
yeah, I know.
Interest.
And Jerky's much more aggressive, too.
Uh-huh.
He's like the more alpha male of the two.
But all I know about Chris, CK, is I came in this morning and I said, how you doing? And he said, good. And I said, I got something for you. He said, is it a time machine so I can erase Friday night? I said, no, it's actually a CD, but I'll look into that other thing.
Well,
for
I like that. And I think we all ought to get drunker and angrier next time. I think that would be a lot of
fun. If such a thing is possible.
Chad, you're a good man and we're going to do it again many times. I know that.
Your radio program.
What's that?
I said, I enjoy your radio program.
Right back at you, Pally.
All right, buddy.
All right, take it. Oh, and it's one more thing, Chad.
Yes.
I did happen to listen to River or Life.
Yes.
You are going so to hell. I know that's an old way of putting it, but oh, my God. You don't even have to see the pictures of the malformed to know how in hell you guys are with that thing. And listen on Thursday if you want to hear Chad go to hell.
We'd like to invite all of your people on the Michael Mara Radio Network to check out WJSK.com for the podcast.
Yeah. River. Yes, River of Life. River or Life, I should say. And, very, very warm. And it's a humanitarian game that they play.
Fun for the whole family.
What's the regular day for that? Is that Thursdays?
It's River of Life, yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks for calling in, Chad.
All right, Rob Gay.
There you go.
Hey. What's that about?
Let's go to Scott in Sacramento. Scott, you're on the Michael Mara Show, and I'm not done with you yet, Katie.
Oh.
Scott,
what's up, guys?
How you doing, Scott?
I love the new show.
Thank you.
I really like having Rob and Buzz up front a little more often. Welcome back, Beth Ann.
Yeah, whatever.
But I think you inadvertently referred to yourself as a Weeble. You said you wobble, but you never fall down.
It's true.
You mean me?
Yeah.
But, Mike, you don't even wobble.
I don't really even wobble, Scott. I mean, that's the downfall because I appear to be in control when I'm fine, like my motor skills are fine. It's an Irish thing. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there, and I will be sheets to the wind going, well, I really enjoyed the way it worked, but the problem you have is you just don't know what you're talking about, and it's your bitter, bad attitude. Stop being such a son of a bitch! And then, the next day it's like, you know what you said to me?
Yeah.
You know what you said to me?
You wobble when you're hungover, never when you're drunk.
Yeah, that's
I've
right.
seen you
so
wobble.
So you turn into like a drunk Dr. Phil.
Exactly. That's so true.
That's pretty good.
That's
actually
perfect, Scott. I turn into the drunk duck. Thank you for calling. That is exactly right. I'll say those pointed things, but I will say them with unreasonable advice,
And unreasonably cruel at that particular moment.
Here's the problem. If there's somebody, now if I like you,
right,
really, and I like you all the time,
at the time.
If I like a person that I meet that's new, then fine. Then I'll be curious. I'll be asking questions. If there's somebody that they introduce to our social group who's new, and I just, for whatever reason, something is said.
Just a little something you don't like.
Or it's the way the person carries themselves.
Right.
Then that's the danger zone. When you talk about the dark side, that's
you'll
when I can.
Coat.
Oh, I've gone to the dark side.
Your true feelings
I went
out.
To the dark side with this lawyer one night where we were at like a B&B, a bed and breakfast, and had this group dinner, and everybody got rooms.
Right.
And all I remember is like me following this guy down the hallway late at night after drinking like scotch. Just going,
I'd go to your room. I'd go to your room right now before it really gets bad.
Oh, my God.
And then I wake up in the morning and, you know, Carlos says to me, how was everything? I'm like, I don't know what I said.
I don't know what I said to the guy, but I did something bad.
So you were one of the last to leave. How did everybody end up the evening okay? Did my friend get together with that bartender?
I don't know. At one point, I realized somebody needed to stay sober to save CK's life. So,
yes, and then you abandoned him, which is great.
I didn't abandon him. He disappeared.
See, we left, and we were heading down, and all of a sudden I hear this. I hear steps. Flop, 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 flop. And I look, and up the street, there's CK.
Oh, no.
And at that time, I'm very concerned for him, so I said.
Sure you are.
Oh, you
I
mean,
said nothing.
Can't walk?
I said nothing. Carl and I were on our way home. And then Carla and I both felt the need to, water the garden. Mm-hmm. And there something you really should have done at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. But it's really more fun. You know, the weather was getting warm, mm-hmm. and it was so we ducked into a back alley, both of us.
Nice.
And then Carla says to me, "Somebody's coming." Somebody's coming. And I sit there and I hear the same flop step. And it's CK, who's gone around the entire block. He's gone around the entire block.
Just looking for a friend.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Yeah,
he didn't see us. He
hey,
was
buddy.
Just oblivious to it.
What's and up, buddy?
We saw him a little later on. So you ended up the evening A-OK. Everything was fine?
Oh, yeah. And I got the distinct pleasure of driving home very one BDK.
Oh,
how nice.
No.
I know.
Oh.
It's a dream come true for
that
him.
That was, yeah.
Oh. How about his videos on his cell phone, Mike?
Did he? Yeah. Oh, God.
I know.
What is his problem?
Oh, we don't have but 3 hours today.
I really will get him right. I will get him in here one day and do a total psychoanalysis.
Oh, good luck.
I really do that. So everything was okay. Was he calm at that point?
No.
No, he was still manic.
When I left, he was almost weepy. Did he get past that?
No, he was drunk and concerned about CK, and mm-hmm. I kept telling him, Kevin, stop calling CK. Just stop.
He was calling him on his phone?
Over and over. And over again. And he tried to drag me down with him. He's like,
oh, is that the whole thing?
Katie and I are really worried about you. And
is that the drunk concern where it's like, no, I just got to make sure he's okay.
Oh
yeah, you weren't fine when he was stumbling out of the bar. You weren't there to help him out. But you had a good time.
Oh, I had a great time.
Good.
So couldn't you tell? I'm the party.
All right, get Beth Ann back in here because I have to continue this inquisition. Let's go to Michael. Don't know where you're calling from. How are you, Michael?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine. What can we do for you?
I'm in Sacramento.
Wonderful. Great.
I am the newest member of your club.
What club?
It's a weird club. I'm dating a girl who's way too young for me club.
All right, I'll be the judge of that. How old are you, Michael?
I'm 39, sir.
You're 39, and how old is the young lady?
She would be 18.
Oh, that's sick. That's
yeah.
sick.
How's that
I'm
working
sorry.
For you, Jerry Lee?
I'm sorry. You are not in my club.
Mike's club.
I believe Carla was 23.
Yes.
She could legally buy beer the whole time you've known her.
That's true. My friends, when I first started
she
dating Carla, made noise about, I don't even call them friends, but they were saying that, hey, she wasn't, 21. And I was like, she told me she was 21. We had a discussion on the very first date about our age difference. It was the very first thing
right.
that we brought up to one another. And I said, no. You know how people talk like
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was bad enough there was a 21-year age difference.
You met her at a polling place.
Everybody,
so she could vote. You know that.
Everybody wanted to make it out that she was, younger.
Way younger.
Right. Way younger. And, like, not even of the age of majority.
Because they were jealous.
They were pains in the ass.
She had her operator's permit.
I
she
like
could
her.
Drive a car.
All right, now,
so much.
Now, what do you mean she understands you?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, we were all sitting
that,
at a huge
That's not the way you
table.
Put it. How did you put it? You put it.
She gets me, Mike.
She gets you. Okay. She
you know
gets
how-
you. Well, get me the gun. Well, that's a bird.
I told you to switch that back.
That's great. She gets you.
That's
I'm
a cow.
Sorry, no,
that's wow. the gun.
The cow says.
Yeah, I got my animals.
We can pretend.
Go to bank
too. Time machine.
I know where to go. I'm just having fun with it.
Okay.
Rob thinks I'm such a retard. It's okay. So it would be stop, go to bank too, and then we get the Pope in Latin. There we go. See, I know
Mike,
how to work it.
That was very good.
Thank you very much. Then
see
we
what
go
you
back
did there?
To three, and then I can get the animals again. Okay. All right. Okay. I know what I'm doing. So why does she get you?
At one point of the evening, you know how we sat at a really big table and we're all around it. There's people, like scores of people even around the people who are
yes.
at the seats.
So Carla comes over, right. And I said, I haven't seen you. Nice to see you. She gave me a hug, and we just started talking. And we had so much in common. She would complete my thoughts. I would complete hers.
Now get me the gun.
I felt a kinship with Carla. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, she gets me, and he doesn't.
Fine.
So that's
why
I didn't get it, that she got me and you don't.
Isn't it nice that you don't even have a name now? Now you're he.
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 Him. That that's guy. What's nice his name?
And do you really want to get that, by the way?
No, I don't want anybody to get it.
I understand.
I don't care. Hold on a second.
She's great.
Dave from Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can I do for you, Dave?
Carla would be listening to
you
right
Mike?
Now.
I'm doing all right. I just got some bad news. Carla and Beth Ann like each other.
Yeah, there's an alliance.
Not real happy. What can we do for you, Dave?
Not much. I was actually just calling to let you know I'm dating someone significantly older than I am.
How much older?
I am 21. She is 42.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. That's
see,
good.
That's cool.
How
that's
did you
cool.
meet her?
The guy that was 39 and was the 18. That ain't right as far as I'm concerned. But then again, judge not, lest ye be judged.
That's right.
So it's going good with the cougar?
Absolutely. My friends love her to death.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
They're all around my age, and she thinks they're the greatest people ever.
Oh, sure. Wonderful. Well, that's a happy story, and that takes that nasty taste out of my mouth that I got from the guy with the 18-year-old and then with Beth Ann's story.
Speaking of nasty taste.
Our very first buzz of the afternoon, and we will talk about a game we're trying to do this week.
Yes.
Not a game as much of a spirited competition.
An event. Mm-hmm.
And if you are... sightedly challenged, is that the way they call it?
Visually compromised.
Visually compromised. Legally blind.
Yes, Mike.
Stay tuned in the next break. We'll have information for you. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.